Hello there, this is Dave Allen, and today I'm going to talk about living in the future now, improvements with Siri. Well, I was having a little lie down on sofa yesterday and I was checking a few emails on my iPad, and one of the emails that came in had information about Siri and a link on how to get better use out of the service from Apple. I already have had some experience in using Siri to set an alarm or to tell me what the time is in Abu Dhabi or Dubai, but getting more help to use it is always going to be good, isn't it? The information today gave me more examples about how I could use this voice technology from Apple and get better uses out of my iOS devices. It is quite often the case that when you haven't used some technology like this for a while and you go back to it, that you just can't help but be really impressed. It really is like living in the future, but now, changing from one application to another by telling your computer what you wanted to do is very much like we've seen in the old science fiction television programs. Sometimes it reminds me very much of things like Star Trek and Blake 7. The people of the future don't need to have keyboards anymore and are quite happy to talk to their computer, almost like it was a long-lost friend. So let's have a look and see what we can do about telling Siri how to pronounce things. I had already noticed that Siri made a bit of a botched job in pronouncing the name Wizard Gold. It didn't have any problems with the first part of my name, David Allen, but it did have problems with getting Wizard Gold correct. You only have to say, "Learn how to pronounce my name," and Siri goes straight into your first name and asks you how to pronounce it. You say it, and then you are given three options as to which is correct way to say it, and then Siri repeats back what it was you said. If you play all three of these, you'll find that there are slight differences, so you just need to choose the one that sounds the best. You just tap on select. If necessary, you can also repeat the name, and that will give Siri a second chance at getting it right. After you've done your first name, it moves on to the next name, and Siri had no problems with Alan. Then we moved on to Wizard Gold, and as I said, it was pronouncing it wrong. It came out with Wizard Jold. So I wanted to get that right. When I'd gone through the routine, Siri told me, "Thanks for correcting me on that, David. I'll pronounce it as David Allen, Wizard Gold, from now on." How nice, how very polite. Letting Siri know who is what and what is who, and so on. I said to Siri, "Send a message to my wife," and then I was asked to prompt Siri as to who my wife might be. Siri won't know unless you tell it specifically. But it's nice when you get it in the right context, so it doesn't have to. You don't have to say the name, as it were. I have also just set up Siri to know who my brother is. Siri just asked me first who is my brother, and I just had to say his name. Siri was able to get the name from my address book and asked me to confirm that I wanted to have that name saved as my brother within the system. Following that, Siri said to me, "Okay, I will refer to my brother's name as your brother from now on." Isn't that just marvellous? So now I'll be able to ask Siri to send messages or emails to my brother or to my wife, and he'll know exactly who I mean without me saying a name. Get Siri to help you. All you have to do is ask. Help is available from Siri on your iPad or whatever iOS device you're using just for the asking. After you've said the word help to Siri, you get a list of things that you can do. Help.
You can say things like.
And now it's just give me a list of various things that I can use, like FaceTime Lisa or launch photos or set up a meeting at 9 and tweet my location. Tweet my location.
What would you like to say?
I am having a fun time using Siri this morning.
I updated your tweet. Ready to send it?
Send.
Okay, I sent it.
So it will tell you that you can start a FaceTime call. You can use Siri to launch applications. You can set up meetings using the calendar as well as asking for directions as to where you want to go to. I asked Siri to tell me how long it would take me to get to work, and Siri told me. She didn't know where I worked, and so I had to spend a couple of minutes just using the Maps application to add the address to my workplace into my contacts card. Give me directions to work.
Getting directions to David Allen was a gold work.
And it's just going into Maps now. And zooming into where I live, and it's... So it's picked it all up and it's put it there for me. Pretty good. It worked perfectly and I was impressed. Just like I was saying, it's like living in the future, but right now. Getting Siri to read things to you. Read my last email message, is what I then said to Siri, and my latest email message that I just received in the email program was read out to me. Now, this can be very useful when you're driving and you want to get the latest information without having to take your hands from the wheel. So you have to keep on using Siri, and it learns from what you ask, and it also learns from any corrections that you tell it. You can also learn stuff from Siri by asking it for interesting information, such as how high is Mount Everest. You could ask for the date of birth of somebody famous, or you could just ask for the ingredients of a recipe. You can ask Siri to give you the definitions of words, such as what does mitosis mean? And then the definition gets read back to you, and Siri really is a mine of information. By the way, I am an avid user of Dragon Dictate on my Mac, and so I'm quite used to talking to my computer and getting it to do things for me. But this time I'm doing it with iOS and my iPad. So this is Dave Allen having a bit of a chit chat about what you can do with Siri, and I've been quite impressed with it. Talk to you again soon. Bye bye now.